7.
Talk Live, you bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so I think Julia will be joining us a little bit late. 855-453, toll-free number. Also, we're on Skype. You can connect to us with username lrn.fm. Just send yourself a request, and we will accept it, and it'll be easy for you to contact us from that point on. So once again, username lrn.fm on Skype. You can bring up anything that you want. The situation with the parking enforcers versus the Robin Hooders has developed further here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, where a level of activism is being seen on a daily basis here that is not, I don't think, found anywhere else. The Robin Hooding activism is not only the most consistently applied activism that I've seen, it's also the most frequently applied activism, and it's also the most popular form of activism that I have seen. And
sounds right.
It's great. I'm so grateful to be here in New Hampshire, where there are thousands of liberty-minded people that are coming here. There are over 1,000 here already as part of the Free State Project. In fact, I don't know if you've noticed, Mark, but the Free State Project is closing in on 14,000 participants.
I have noticed, yes.
Closing in on the 70% threshold, and we're less than 100 away from that 14,000 mark. So that's pretty exciting. Considering the Free State Project wants to reach 20,000, we are getting there, and that's really cool. Anyway, one of the things that's going on here in Keene, for those of you that don't know, is Robinhooding. You can go to robinhood.freekeene.com to get a nice little introductory video about what it is. But essentially, it's something that goes on across the country to a lesser extent here and there, where if you, as a, you know, good community-minded person, see a fellow community member who has parked at a expired meter, you can drop a nickel or a quarter or whatever it is that's appropriate in your area into said meter and prevent that person from getting a parking ticket.
Right, just some kind of coinage in there to prevent, you know, somebody from having a bad day.
So that's what's been going on.
Paying it forward, as it were.
Indeed, and that's what's been going on here, except it's been going on a daily basis. It's heavily organized, meaning that there are people out there every single day from certain times, and they're covering most every hour, I think, that the parking enforcers are out there. The meter maids are on the streets, are out at the same amount of time, for the most part, as the Robin Hooders, from what I've been told. And they are not just targeting any expired meters. They're literally targeting the meter maid's path. They will find a meter maid. They will walk in front of, if there are two Robin Hooders out, and there generally are, they will walk in front of and behind the meter maid. The person who's in front of the meter maid will fill any expired meters with a nickel as the meter maid is walking down the street. The person behind the meter maid will leave a Robin Hood card on each car that is saved from getting a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They've now added an extra layer to this. If they come across cars that have been ticketed, it's too late to save them, but they will put information on the car now, a different sheet of information, kind of a half sheet of paper, giving them information about how to challenge it in court. Should they wish to clog the system up, they can do that. That gives them much-needed information you don't get on the government's ticket.
Yeah, the one thing's for certain is that the meter, the parking enforcement people do not want you to know what your rights are surrounding disputing their tickets.
So there's two levels of outreach here. There's the outreach level of, hey, we saved you from a ticket. If you appreciate it, here's an address. You can send some money. People have been sending money.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
money,
you cards.
Hugs, all kinds of things.
On the streets. And so there's that. But then there's also now this extra level, this second level of, hey, if you've already been caught for a ticket, here's what you can do. And recently, the most disturbing, I think, development thus far as what the parking enforcers are, the levels to which they will stoop, they're actually openly stealing now in order to suppress the information that the Robin Hooders, specifically the cards, the Robin Hood business cards that let people know they've been saved. They've been pulling those off of cars, and not only have they just been pulling them off, but they've been so brazen as to come up to the Robin Hooders and hand them the torn-up cards that they pulled off of these cars.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually been so brazen as to do it in front of the cameras. So today over at freekeen.com, you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see an article entitled Parking Enforcers Steal and Destroy Robin Hood Car.
This is how badly meter maids want to give you tickets, people. I mean, not only do they go around, they're just doing their job. If they were just doing their job, they'd just do their job. It's not their job to go around being upset that somebody's putting nickels in parking meters. It's not their job to be, stopping the propagandizing so that we can get more order. I mean, this is what they're supposed to want. They're supposed to want unexpired meters, right?
But no, they want money.
That just goes to show it's a fundraising mechanism,
and it's not a good one either, right? Because they always run in the red.
And this just goes to let you know, for those Oprah fans out there, you good liberals that you are, this isn't putting money into a parking meter isn't paying it forward, because you're not supporting the state. I mean, that's what the true exalted organization is. That's the organization of true good, right? You wouldn't want to deprive that organization of funds, so never ever pay anyone's toll, never ever put any money in anyone's parking meter. If you love government and you believe government works, I mean, that's what they're saying.
855-453. You are welcome to comment on this story, and it is developing, by the way. I mean, this just started happening within the last week. James Cleveland, who is Robin Hood here in town, was actually interviewed by local media recently, and that story's yet to come out. We'll let you know over at freekeen.com when that happens. But, James Cleveland is doing an amazing job out there, and they're communicating with these enforcers, so they're walking with them at all times. So they ask them, questions like, well, hey, they're saying it's littering to leave a Robin Hood card on someone's windshield, that it's abandoned property. James is saying that's a gift that I'm giving to the person that I've saved from getting a ticket. But Graham, one of the other Robin Hooders, asks at one point in this video, well, how is that any different? Would it be different somehow if we took your tickets from the cars and treated them as abandoned property? Oh, well, that's a felony.
Right. Taking a ticket, when the government agent puts a piece of paper on someone's car for having an expired meter, removing that ticket is a felony. When a Robin Hooder goes around and puts a piece of paper on someone's car after putting a nickel in their meter, that is littering. Listen to how these people think.
Well, one of the reasons why they're so upset is because they probably feel like their jobs are on the line.
Their jobs are on the line.
Right. I mean, you've got James Cleveland is an accountant by trade. He's been able to take the details that the parking department actually puts out some kind of info every year or month or something like that. They put, totals of how many tickets they've put out there, what their budget is. And, you can get all kinds of numbers, right? And he's looked at these numbers, and, the whole thing's been running in the red for a long time.
Yeah.
And now that the Robin Hooders are out there, it's going to be running even further in the red. They've resulted to going around and actually chalking more cars that are outside of the metered areas in the hopes that they'll be able to write those guys tickets because they're higher level of a ticket. It's more expensive, I think.
For being there for 2 hours.
Yeah, for being there for more than 2 hours. And now this desperate attempt to really, it's not stopping them from saving the cars. It's just stopping the car owner from being informed that they've been saved. This is essentially an attempt to oppress information.
Yeah.
This is an attempt. They're stealing the cards off of the cars, and they are attempting to prevent people from learning of the fact that they have been saved by the Robin Hooders.
It's freedom of speech. I mean, ultimately, that's what it is.
And
I'm sure that if you were able to take it, hopefully, if you took it up to a high enough court, you'd be able to find that that was true. But, what are they going to lose? Is anybody going to get locked up for oppressing their freedom of speech?
For committing theft multiple instances?
Nope. They're not.
I mean, they're grabbing cards as often as they possibly can because they don't want people to know about Robin Hooding because it's incredibly popular.
Yeah.
People like not having to pay, not having to get a parking ticket. You stay inside the restaurant an extra 10 minutes. You come outside. You're worried you're going to get the ticket. Oh, wait. No, there's something here.
Someone saved me.
Wow.
I feel grateful.
That's cool. Maybe I'll cut them a check. So it's pretty desperate. It's pretty pathetic what the meter maids are doing. And it's a huge indicator that the Robin Hooders are having an effect. They're having a positive effect on the community. And they're having a negative effect, a deleterious effect on the parking enforcement department. maybe we can get rid of this department. And if that could actually happen through the political process as a result of Robin Hooding, it'd be a huge win for the activist movement up here. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months. Or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237. 2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. airwaves. Do it toll-free at 855-453 or Skype us, username there, lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can, of course, get signed up for our news updates. Just head over to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever method is your preference. All of them free. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
Phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in that area, the good folks over at SACL CAI would love to help you with it. Jason Osborne, one of the principals over there, is a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live, consequently. You can go find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to continue and take your calls. We were opening the show up with an update on the Robin Hooders here in Keene, which is really a unique story because it's not happening to this extent anywhere else. That is an organized effort to save people from being victimized by parking tickets, and it's incredibly popular. It's incredibly consistent. They're out there 6 days a week. Every day that the parking enforcers are there, the Robin Hooders, Robin Hood and his merry men and women, are out on the streets of Keene rescuing people. Now it turns out that the desperate King's men, in this case the meter maids slash parking enforcers, whatever you want to call them, are so desperate to crush the Robin Hooding effort that they are pulling off the cards that the Robin Hooders leave on the people's vehicles that they save. And we've got Benjamin on the line in California, listening via, or actually connected rather, via Skype. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I think what the Robin Hooders are doing is, firstly, one of the greatest pieces of activism I've seen coming out of New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
I think it's incredibly exciting. The fact that it's sustained, and I think it's obviously having an impact for the parking enforcers to have stooped to something as petty as taking the card saying, oh, by the way, you've been saved. I mean, how
it's
incredibly petty.
It's low, man. And to just do it out in front of everybody, in front of the video cameras, unapologetically, I mean, it's just, it's thieving, it's stealing from people, and it's horrible.
I think, and Mark hit on it in the first segment, which is, it's an infringement on so-called freedom of speech. The fact that the agents of the government are targeting specific material, disseminating information, and removing it, and saying, well, it's littering. Well, what if, does that mean if I leave if you guys were to leave a note on someone's car saying, oh, hey, I missed you, or hey, meet me somewhere else, or whatever your note is to an individual, mm-hmm. then they're allowed to just go up and pick that up and steal it and destroy it because it's littering? I mean,
you know, further, you would have to, for one, it's only littering if I don't want it on my car. So they're making an assumption about, you know, people and what they want. I think that the majority, we've never had a complaint on, you know, from any car owner that, what, there's all kinds of contact information on this business card.
They could very well email and say, don't ever leave anything on my car.
Yet. Right. In which case, I don't know how that would be handled precisely.
It'd be impossible.
But, you know, if they feel a tort has been created, then there are all kinds of dispute resolution organizations available, and the, you know, the, of course, not including their court system. So why are they just going around having meter maids take these cards off of what appears to be the vast majority of people who want them?
The answer is simple. They're lying. If they actually thought what the Robin Hooders were doing was littering, they'd go get some of their other friends, the ones that carry the guns,
yep.
to come and handle it. They don't actually think it's littering. Otherwise, that's what they would do.
Great point. I mean,
it's just
There'd be a charge there.
It's just a petty excuse. It's disgusting. But I also...
This is what they'll do. I mean, this is what happens when the bureaucrats are cornered. I mean, they're desperate. They don't want their bureaucracy to be threatened, and it's already running in the red, so now it's going to be worse, considering their revenues must be taking a hit, considering Robin Hooders are literally saving hundreds of people from getting these $5 tickets. So they are really... They don't know what else to do. They clearly can't outlaw it. Otherwise, I would think they would have tried that by now. And like we've been told there's something at the state level that may actually prohibit them from outlawing this. So what else do they have? Just the most lowball, lowbrow, pathetic, desperate tactics.
I'll be interested to see, and hopefully numbers come out about in the future about how many people you guys aren't able to save, how many people the Robin Hooders aren't able to get, and see what the specific drop in their ticket revenue is, you know, that it went from X number of dollars, then the Robinhooders came in and it dropped to this, and see a specific number to point to go, huh, well, we've cut the revenue in half or by 3/4 or 90% or whatever it is. But
I'm going to guess it's 70%, but I'm not the one out on the streets every single day. And I know that, as I said, Robin Hood himself is an accountant by trade, so I'm sure he's just waiting because, you know, they've been doing it consistently, I would say, for over a month now. So I guess we're probably waiting on the government to publish their updated statistics. I'm not sure how often that happens, but I imagine he'll be on top of that.
Yeah, James isn't the kind that it would even speculate on a number until he saw it, so...
Well, I think that will be exciting to see, but I think these kind of tactics make the impact obvious. It's clear that there is a tremendous impact happening, that the meter maids seem to be like, well, since we can't hand out tickets, might as well do this. It's amazing to me.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Anything else you want to get out there tonight, Benjamin?
Nope, just that I think the Robin Hooders are doing an amazing job, and I hope they keep it up.
Great. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, you can connect and sound as good as Benjamin if you use Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Our toll-free number, for those of you who don't have Skype, that's 855-450-FREE. So that's what's going on with the Robin Hooding as of now. I know they're doing an episode of Shire TV about that tonight. I'm sure that'll be posted later over at freekeen.com.
So
I've sent out a news release to all New Hampshire media about this, and there will be an article published allegedly in the state's biggest newspaper, The Union Leader, coming up this weekend. James, who is Robin Hood, did an interview for that a couple of days ago. And the reason that article came about, the brother of the lady who's writing the article lives in the area. He was saved from a parking ticket by Robin Hood, told his sister, who's the journalist, about what was going on. Now it's going to be a media story.
That's the story. Yeah. So, now, what we see from this is that systems evolve, and the government systems are able to evolve to some extent. You get a stimuli, and they react. Now, what do you think that the next evolution of Robin Hood's going to be here? I don't know how you handle this.
Well, maybe approach some attorneys and show them.
Sounds expensive.
Well, there are some attorneys out there who are willing to work on principle. I mean, the guy that took my case in the trespass case, which I, subsequently actually won after over a year of being banned from the courthouse, he was working pro bono.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Find the right attorney who's a big free speech guy, and maybe it's my guy. Maybe they need to contact my guy and see what he says, because he's a huge free speech advocate.
I hear you. It just feels bad getting all these attorneys involved and they don't make any money. I mean, this is what they do for a living, you know?
Well, it's the problem of the system, Mark, that they can't make money. My attorney told me that we really can't do a countersuit in my case, even though my rights were deprived for over a year and I couldn't access the courthouse.
I hear you.
I mean, he said you can't do it because of all the immunities they've granted themselves.
I hear you.
So, yeah, there are attorneys out there who will take that work. 855-450-FREE, and sometimes it's just for the publicity, although my attorney claimed that it wasn't for that either. 855-450-FREE, he insisted it was all for the principle of the matter. We're coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and BF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
TalkLive.com. Julia is a little late tonight. She was busy recording some, skit with the gang from
yes.
Puke and the Gang, which is what you do on Sundays.
Yes.
PukeandTheGang.com is where you can go to hear more of Julia on Puke and the Gang. It's a great show, a lot of fun. Very different from Free Talk Live, but also very good. So once again, PukeandTheGang.com. We're talking about, just to bring you up to speed, Julia, and anybody else just tuning in, we were talking about Robin Hooding and how immensely popular it is, how people in the community love the Robin Hooders. I would say most people, maybe even a super majority of people, but there are the occasional haters. There are the occasional, people that will come along and have a few words to say to the Robin Hooders, or in some cases have their own video camera and attempt to intimidate the Robin Hooders, as happened last week with Reverend Dr. David Berman, who's a local pastor that showed up with a video camera and a very nasty demeanor in an attempt to show them the ways of Jesus.
That's right.
Apparently.
Jesus calls and insults the heck out of people, calling, what did he call, 10 names inside of 5 minutes?
Idiot, knucklehead, stupid. Did he say stupid?
It was some other name.
Jerks, I think. Jerks.
Was
in there.
Yeah, right. Jerks was definitely in there. So
as if that somehow not using cuss words,
it's then okay with God.
So, yeah, but like God cares in that case.
You know, I think a lot of people believe that.
But you can't call names. I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay, so for one, the F-bomb did not exist 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. So the F-bomb can therefore not be a sin. Now, you can offend against your neighbor, or, you know, certainly the Bible talks specifically about cursing, but this man didn't say, you know, generally people don't go around today and say, may the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your tent. Like, that's a curse, you know?
Yeah.
That's not a cuss word. There's really not a good term for, you know, a cuss word, you know, but other than sort of cuss word. You know, I don't think it's a sin. It's just not a sin.
So there's been a lot of developments recently with the Robin Hooding. If you want to see more, go to freekeen.com. There's actually a Robin Hooding category. You can just click that category, and I think almost everything that's relevant will come up. And of course, we'll continue to keep you up to date on that as it develops.
I was thinking about something Robin Hood related the other day. So there are three parking attendants or parking police here in Keene, right? There are three?
I think there's... maybe more, a little more than three. But yeah, three that you typically will see out.
There's two meter maids and one meter butler.
There may be three women, one male.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about what their salary is probably, and I just wanted to do the math because I was curious, and I did the math, and if one of them makes $35,000 a year, which I'm not sure if
seems
that's
low for government bureaucrats.
Well, that's, I said it seems low, but other people were like, no, it seems high. But so let's say $35,000 including benefits, which seems low to me.
Well, right, this is the thing that people generally understand about government bureaucracies is they intend to indenture people through better benefits and lower pay. So I would agree with you. I don't know what they get paid, but I would say that you know, their benefits are probably significantly better. And as I understand, all of the city employees in Keene have medical, dental, and optical.
Wow.
I mean, which is about as good as any kind of insurance can get.
Sure. So, if somebody was making $35,000 a year, and like I said, I think that's low, and they gave out 20 tickets a day, every single day, mm-hmm. that equals $35,000. So, if there's three of them, let's say that's $100,000 worth of salary, is... Like, in my opinion, that right there shows that Keene is not, it's parking here, it doesn't work. Like, it's not necessary for them to have parking meters because they're not even making back the salaries of
all you have to do
the employees.
James has looked at the numbers. I mean, they're not making the money back. They're in the red every single year.
So all they
without
would have to
the
do,
Robin Hooders.
All they would have to do is eliminate those positions. It's not like those are awesome jobs. Does anyone out there aspire to be a meter maid?
Well, I think that what their concern is, I'm certain what their concern is that they want to manage certain parking spaces. Now, every business has this issue. How do we manage parking? And the problem is that, well... governments aren't very good at getting feedback and dealing with the public. They have a poor threshold for customer service. You would never expect Sears, if you pull into their parking lot, to give you a ticket for parking incorrectly. I mean, this should be unheard of. People would be outraged and stupefied and upset and spitting mad. But for some reason, we accept it from the government. And that's what's strange. Now, what happens in downtown Keene is there's a bunch of parking spaces that would be very attractive to, say, the people who live in the apartments above the buildings. They want to keep those people.
So let the business owner file a complaint against somebody.
I was just going to say that I managed two retail locations. I was at Panera and then I worked at a bank. And there were times where somebody was inappropriately parked. Either they sat there for a really long time and were just using the Wi-Fi, or sometimes they would park out back and try to use our dumpster, for example. And if it became a problem, we had to approach them as managers and say, you can't park here.
Right. Why not allow business owners who, or the property owners that own the property right in front of the meters, the adjacent property, to simply control those meters, and or not the meters, but the spaces, you know, determine and allocate the spaces in whatever way they think is best. And if they notice there's a guy who's parked there for 8 hours a day, then, you know, file a complaint against that person.
Or have them towed.
Right.
And customers would definitely notify people of that. Like, I mean, that was the way it was for us. We did walk around outside occasionally as part of, like, the travel path that we had to do. But customers would come in and say, hey, there's a guy sitting out there. He's using the Wi-Fi. He's been there for 4 hours. He's a little creepy. And then we would pay attention to it. I can't imagine that if somebody was sitting out in front of Brubaker's, which is a local
coffee shop
here,
downtown.
That somebody wouldn't go in and say, hey, this guy's been parked here for 8 hours.
Right. So there you go. I mean, that solves the problem to me. And, well, you know, eliminate the entire parking department, save the taxpayers a bunch of money.
Business owners want, you know, they don't want to have to deal with customers in that fashion. It's a pain in the butt. Now, would it be more efficient? Would it be, you know, a more moral way to handle the problem? I don't know. I think that that's interesting.
If they don't want to deal with it, then they can hire somebody to deal with it. You know, the downtown association can come up with the money.
I'm not saying that I think that the only way to handle this is meter maids. Right. I'm just saying that that is a common way that towns tend to handle
these
problems.
But there are other towns where you don't have meters. I mean, there's another town in New Hampshire called Newport, which isn't very far away. It's 45 minutes away from Keene. It's not a whole lot smaller. I mean, maybe about half the size. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But it's a town with a main street and parking on that main street. No meters there.
Well,
no meters in Laconia.
I don't know where their apartments are, and you know each town.
Most
has
of these downtowns have apartments above the stores. In my opinion, that seems to be that way in New England.
Sure. Did you see that Puke actually took a picture of a note that was left on somebody's car over the weekend? It was a Saturday night, and it said, "My tire's flat. My spare's flat. I'm going to get it right now. Please don't give me a ticket. This is costing me a fortune." And it was written really nice, and they gave her a ticket.
Of course they did.
And she had a flat.
Yep. Because they don't care.
That's just not nice.
It's not their job to care. It's their job to enforce. And we're going to do whatever we can to bring that to an end.
That's not really enforcement, though. Enforcement means that people, you know, need to pay attention to the rules and abide by them. This woman wasn't not abiding by the rules. She just had a flat tire.
The rules don't give exceptions, Mark. The rules are if your meter's expired, you get a ticket.
The best thing
you
can do
for longer than 2 hours, you get a ticket.
Is bring a ball peen hammer, smack the meter, and leave a note on your car that says, meter broken.
I don't know if I would recommend any activity like that, Mark. That could be considered
vandalism.
That's
a recommendation. I'm just saying that if that's the circumstance.
That could be considered vandalism. You could get caught for doing that.
If that's how they're going to deal with the situation, they can't give you a ticket.
You could get felony charges for that.
You cannot get a ticket if the meter's broken. How did the meter get broken? I don't know. They got a little camera in it. Maybe that's what they need to do.
Yeah, I don't recommend anyone follow Mark's advice.
I'm not recommending it.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will continue in moments. We'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And you can, of course, connect with us on Skype. The username there for you is lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I've lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months, or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the Robin Hooding experiment that is going on a daily basis here in Keene, New Hampshire. You can go to robinhood.freekeene.com to learn more about it. Fresh video has been posted to the main page over at freekeene.com today showing the parking enforcers, meter maids, stealing the Robin Hooders cards off of people's cars. So what will end up coming out of that remains to be seen, but they've been caught on video doing it, and they don't deny it. So we'll see what happens there. You can also join us on Skype, username lrn.fm. And if you are excited by this activism or maybe some other activism going on up in New Hampshire, it should be exciting to you because we've got over 1,000 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project, 1,000 people that have pledged that they've signed a statement of intent saying they'll move here. And they will exert the fullest practical effort, I believe, to achieve a government that is maximum role is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So
you just said that that's 1,000 people in state. Did you say 14,000 have signed?
Not quite. We're almost to 14,000 people who have pledged to make that move. Over 1,000 are already here. We want to reach 20,000. Go to freestateproject.org. There's a lot of great political action going on as well, plus some really entertaining videos from Dave Ridley I've posted over at freekeene.com today showing him confronting these bureaucrats, these elected officials in the state house. There's one of them who's filed what is being marketed as an anti-drone piece of legislation, but is, in my opinion, anything but. This piece of legislation actually says that there shall be no photography from the air. If they take a picture of your house, anyone takes a picture of anyone's home from the air, that is going to be a misdemeanor charge if this legislation goes through. I can't imagine it's going to go through because it's going to basically mean that Google will no longer be able to have Google Maps of satellite photography, drone photography, a little helicopter with a camera on it. All of that will be completely prohibited under this legislation.
Also, when I was a kid, every couple of years somebody would basically send a proof to our house of a picture that was taken of our farm. And mm-hmm. they would attempt
from the air?
Yeah, from the air. Yep. Just, a guy who says, I love flying. I'm trying to make a business out of flying. You know, would you like a picture of your house from the air? You don't get to see it that way very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my dad bought it one time, and I'm sure that people buy these on a pretty regular basis.
Sure.
I can't imagine they're too costly, but yeah, I mean, I suppose that might be maybe with Google now that it's not worth as much, but maybe it is because it's much clearer than whatever the Google Earth picture is.
Yeah, and photographers are buying things like drones. You know, you can get your own drone for a few hundred bucks. And you can pour a bunch more money into it than if, you know, you can put thousands of dollars into a drone. But as cheap as $300, you can have your own drone. And so some photographers are using those for, like, wedding photos, you know, get the drone up, get a nice crowd shot of the wedding photo,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Rather than having some kind of, big lift or something.
Yeah, exactly. So, this is something that's going to interfere with people's businesses. It's going to interfere with people's pleasure. And it's ridiculous. So Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is... I love Dave Ridley. He's great at doing what he does. If you haven't seen it before, go to RidleyReport.com and check out his work. He's like the poor man's journalist, mm-hmm. video journalist. He's got one camera. It's just him. He's holding the camera. He's asking the questions. And he's been recently lurking in the halls of the State House confronting the 25 worst state representatives. Because the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance comes out with a yearly list of who's the worst. And not only has he been confronting the worst, but he's been confronting some of the best on the bad decisions that they've made. And the guy that put this so-called anti-drone legislation forward has an A-minus rating from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So this guy deserves to be called out on this, and he's so embarrassed about it, he puts up a file folder in front of his face and basically runs away from Dave Ridley.
Is that any less embarrassing? Because I feel like it's more embarrassing.
When you put a file folder up in front of your face?
Well, because, yes, people already know who you are. You've already been seen and speaking.
And
you basically said, I'm not mature enough to look you in the eye and answer these questions.
Right.
Also, I'm a state representative.
Look, I really have to rush off to my next committee meeting. I'd love to talk to you about this issue, but I just can't do it right now. Thanks.
He did that once, actually. He appears in the video twice. The first time he is rushing off to a meeting, Ridley hangs around for 45 minutes and then catches him after the meeting when he then is prepared with the file folder and holds it up in front of his face.
Mm.
It's really just pathetic to watch.
So why does it, I don't know.
Clearly he has a fear of cameras or something. I mean, it's his legislation. He's banning cameras from the air, and obviously a camera right in front of him also makes him nervous.
Why would you want to be a politician if you're uncomfortable in the public light, right?
Well, our representatives are just barely politicians. I mean, there are 400 representatives in New Hampshire, and the vast majority of them never receive any kind of real attention other than perhaps their name in the newspaper, which doesn't include their face, and, you know, it's under their terms. So I kind of see where, you know, it's just a little different in New Hampshire.
It seems like something you should be prepared for. Like, at point, if you're a politician... So, especially if you're proposing legislation, right? Somebody might come up to you and want to talk to you with a video camera.
Good chance of it.
It's absolutely fair what Ridley's doing. He's in the State House talking to a state representative about legislation that state representative put in, and for that person to act in that fashion, I don't know why they're doing it, and I'm not going to claim to know why they're doing it, but it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I'm with you there. By the way, Julia, I got some information from Robinhood. He tells me that the parking enforcers, make about $43,000 a year. There are three of them. I was incorrect. There are only three. So the total budget for them is $129,000 plus per year.
So is that including their benefits, the $43,000?
I would presume that does not include the benefits. Also, it would not include the parking bureaucrat that sits in the office and pushes papers all day. So that's probably another salary on top of that.
Jeez.
So, once again, you can take control of the airwaves here, and I think that one of the points I want to make tonight, and I've got a letter to the editor that I think makes it pretty clear. It's from someone in Grafton who is not a fan of the Free State Project. It's a letter to the editor written to the Valley News up in that area that really, I think, outlines how frightened the people that are beneficiaries of the system, that benefit from the system, the people that work for the system, how disturbed they are by the Free State Project, how scared they are by the Free State Project. And specifically, I'm talking about the political successes here. Because it, you know, the old claim used to be that you guys in Keene, you're ruining it. You're poisoning the well. All you civilly disobedient folks, you're destroying everything. Well, turns out when you have enough political success, you start to get some really nasty pushback as well.
Agreed.
Anytime you do anything that gets press that can be noticed by others, the people who benefit from the state will freak out. Here's what Angus Gorman in Grafton wrote. Very few Graftonites, he says, are aware of the existence of the Free State Project, or its potential to be a threat. Because fouling up local politics is their primary pastime, Free Staters attend every town political function. There may be only 35 of them, but when they're, again, we're talking about Grafton, where there's just a population of like 1,500 people.
I'm just amused here that people that, these people are using the political process that we've set out for people to use.
That's right.
It's
well, they
outrageous.
Don't want you to. They don't want you to.
They don't.
But what then there are, he says, but when there are only 34 regular townsfolk who attend, the Free Staters get their way. Free Staters have petitioned for a warrant article to prevent repossession of property due to excessive back taxes. There is no point of having a law if there is no penalty for breaking it, he
Agreed.
Says. Without tax-funded public roads, Free Staters would have to walk through the woods to go anywhere, although they would probably be stopped by fellow libertarians' no trespassing signs during their travels. They're also attempting to limit the annual budget increase to $1 per year. This ignores the concept of inflation and is strictly an exercise in attempting to not pay for anything. So he's upset about two ballot measures, basically, that they're putting out for a vote. And I guess, from what I understand, this vote is happening tomorrow. So maybe we'll know more about how successful these proposals are. But they've successfully gotten these warrant articles on the ballot by going to the town meeting where they were able to vote them in, as I understand it. Mark, you live in a town, so correct me if I'm wrong on how these town meeting mechanics work.
Well, I'm sorry. I was reading something.
Well, they've gone to the town meeting, as I understand it, and they have put these warrant articles on the ballot.
Right.
Because they had enough people at the town meeting to put these on the ballot.
I don't know how that works precisely. I think that it has, you know, the select people have to decide what goes on as far as the warrant articles and things like that. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, well, I don't know how they managed to
I don't
pull
either.
But they've done it, and they've been working inside the system there in Grafton, and they've been doing it very effectively. So this guy's pretty upset about it. He says Free Staters are not bad, violent, or evil people, but what they do to pass their time and waste the time of the townsfolk in the process is entirely unacceptable. Please keep an eye out for their sneaky footprints on the ballot. Certain warrant articles reek of ignorance and irresponsibility. If they would simply observe their surroundings instead of storming into town determined to free us, he puts free in quotes, then they would see that Grafton was much freer before it had a porcupine on its back. They need a new hobby, one that, ironically, would not infringe on the liberty of others. See, the Free Staters are coming
our
here.
Our freedom to take your money.
That's right. They're coming here to infringe on your freedoms. I'd like to have more explanation for that. He's got a few more words to share, and we'll share those with you in moments. Hour 2's next, Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe, it's here 25-23. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.